The documentary film Hearts and Minds is back in movie theaters, its first theatrical release in 30 years. The film about the Vietnam War's effect on Vietnam and on the United States won an Academy Award for Best Documentary in 1975. Hearts and Minds was never a box office hit, but the film is now considered a classic that's been featured on video and on cable television. On the big screen, it's exposing old wounds and raising new parallels. David Darcy reports.
Director Peter Davis started making Hearts and Minds in 1972, toward the end of the U.S. war in Vietnam.
People were exhausted by it. The country didn't want to support that war anymore. So that led me to feel it's already been kind of decided that this war has to end. So why don't I look at these three questions? Why did we go there? What did we do there? And what did the doing in turn do to us?
The title comes from a phrase President Lyndon Johnson used regularly when he spoke about the war, but its origins are in Shakespeare's play Julius Caesar. Here's how Marlon Brando evoked it in the 1953 film.
Oh, masters, if I were disposed to stir your hearts and minds to mutiny and rage, I should do Brutus wrong and Cassius wrong, who you all know are honorable men. I will not do them wrong.
So we must be ready to fight in Vietnam, but the ultimate victory will depend upon the hearts and the minds of the people who actually live out there.
From the moment Johnson uttered that phrase, Peter Davis says, it's had echoes.
This was a phrase, hearts and minds, that was used among the soldiers. General Westmoreland said it a few times. But the phrase was kind of in the water supply. And I noticed that it's come back in the Iraq war, that people high up in the government have said, this is finally a war for the hearts and the minds of Iraqis.
The film had no narration, a new approach for Davis, who came from CBS News. Davis interviewed Vietnamese on both sides of the conflict. John Kerry, already an anti-war celebrity at the time, is not on the screen. But the crew does follow American soldiers to a brothel.
You know, if my chick at home could see this now, man, she'd flip.
Pilot Randy Floyd describes the air war that he later opposed.
Almost everybody has blown off firecrackers. The thrill you get when you see something explode as a child, or even as an adult almost. You put something in a can and watch the can blow up or blow up in the air.
Also on camera are the war strategists.
I didn't really expect to have to go back to this kind of sophomoric stuff, but I'll do it. The problem began in its present phase after the Sputnik, the launching of Sputnik in 1957, October.
Walt Rostow, Johnson's advisor, is impatient discussing geopolitics. William Westmoreland was former U.S. commander in Vietnam.
Well, the Oriental doesn't put the same high price on life as does the Westerner. Life is plentiful, life is cheap in the Orient.
Westmoreland and others criticized Hearts and Minds, which began as a commercial Hollywood film, part of a plan by Columbia Pictures to fund documentaries that cost $1 million or less. Studio executives didn't like the final version and sold the film. It was released by Warner Brothers, but not before it weathered a lawsuit from Walt Rostow. The film opened to mixed reviews in late 1974 and did middling business. Historian Lawrence Seward, who studies screen portrayals of the U.S. military, says it struggled to reach the audience that watched Vietnam every day on television.
It first struck me as shooting fish in a barrel. By the time it came out, everyone understood what had gone wrong and why it had gone wrong. So in some measure, I saw it as taking some cheap shots, however true they were. And I suppose the best example of that is the sequence when General Westmoreland says that the Oriental mind looks at death differently from the Western mind, and this is juxtaposed with a scene of Vietnamese women crying over the coffins of their dead sons, husbands, whatever.
Yet that spring, the Motion Picture Academy chose Peter Davis's Hearts and Minds as the year's best feature documentary.
The helicopters were taking off from the roof of the United States Embassy at the time of the Oscar ceremony. This was not a time to celebrate the winning of an Oscar. It was a time to still worry about the agony of Vietnam, which was not yet over.
Soon, Hearts and Minds had a legacy. Its bored and lonely soldiers in Saigon brothels became Vietnam archetypes in later Hollywood features. Richard Pierce, the co-producer and cameraman who shot those brothel scenes, says the film that tried to measure the toll of the war on both sides of the debate over the war became the conventional wisdom about Vietnam.
30 years later, I don't even see the evidence of that debate. The film feels very rooted in its own perspective on the war. We were trying to kind of not get involved in the sort of what we felt at the time was an endless debate between hawks and doves.
Make no mistake about it. I don't want a man in here to go back home thinking otherwise. We are going to win.
Now, director Peter Davis says, that debate has shifted. Different region, same issues, different administration promising victory. Davis went to Iraq as a print journalist last spring.
Now we hear the Bush administration saying exactly the same thing as we look forward to an occupation that no one can say has an end.
Cameraman Richard Pierce takes a different approach to parallels between the two wars. He says that's up to the audience.
It's clear that there are parallels. It's clear that's why the film is being re-released today. I think there will be parallels drawn, and I want those parallels to be drawn, but I don't want to prescribe them or try to anticipate what people will think about that.
For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.